New York is the city that never sleeps, and neither does Sal Licata. From Flushing in the Bronx to the Meadowlands and MSG, Sal sounds off on the biggest sports news of the day. Welcome to WFAN Daily with Sal Licata.
Hello and welcome to another episode of WFAN Daily. I'm your host, Sal Licata. Today we have a special mailbag episode for you. Before we get into that, we'll have Hoff answer some of the questions here or give us some of the questions and comments that you left in the mailbag. Remember, you could email us at WFANDaily@gmail.com and we will answer and respond to your questions and comments on an upcoming mailbag episode. Also, download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Hoff, what do we got today?
All right, the first one comes from Janine in Jersey. Hey guys, fandom aside, better experience for a hockey game, the Garden or UBS? Sal, you took way too much heat for wearing the Islander jersey. You guys are the best, Janine in Jersey.
Well, thank you, Janine. I appreciate that very much. And you happen to be right. I did take way too much heat for that. Big deal. It's just a jersey. I mean, the owner hands you a jersey with your name on it. You wear it. That is principle. And I love UBS Arena, and I certainly love the owner suite at UBS Arena. However, I will say that, and this is not just Rangers versus Islander thing. This is a Knicks thing, a Mets thing, a Yankees thing, a football thing. I've never experienced anything like playoff hockey at Madison Square Garden. To me, as somebody who's been to a Super Bowl, been to World Series, both at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, Shea Stadium, old Yankee Stadium, whatever, you know, been to NBA postseason games as well, not to knock or dismiss or diminish those places, been to playoff games at the Coliseum, not to knock those places, just my greatest sports memories and feelings of, wow, this atmosphere is incredible, have been at Madison Square Garden. Whether that's pre-renovation, post-renovation, it has been in Madison Square Garden for a Rangers playoff game.
What was the most, like, epic game that you were at that you, like, the finality was like, wow, they won?
Probably Cup Final. You remember the game where it was the Rangers-Kings in 14-15, I guess it was. Where, or was it 13-14? I always forget. Might have been 13-14, actually. It was 13-14, now that I think about it. And it's 20 years anniversary of 94. Rangers won the Cup. God, wouldn't that be something if they get to the Cup Finals again this year?
Let's go.
Like every 10 years. Right, it was 13-14? Because I remember I was dating the girl that I took to the game.
Yes.
I started dating her in January of 14. So it had to have, it couldn't have been 2014. Yeah, okay, so it was 13-14. Anyway, do you remember the game, the one game the Rangers won in the series? That was the game I was at, and it was where the puck got through Lundqvist but stopped right before going over the line. And there was a famous picture in the poster the next day, in the post the next day, probably all the papers the next day. I would say that has to be one, Hoff, because it was a Stanley Cup Finals victory. But that playoff run, the Marty St. Louis game, going back to years ago where Esa Tiikkanen scored a game winner against the Panthers. I don't go back to 94 as far as being in the games. I remember, or being at the games. I remember watching them on TV, of course. But the Gretzky-Messier years, like 97, were some good ones. Esa Tiikkanen, I think, scored a game winner in overtime that stood out. But probably the Cup Final win would be.
Yeah, I went to most of those Cup games. But the Canadian series was the one that where they won, I think it was game seven, versus Montreal. I was at that game, and that was at least, like, to me, you know,
knowing
you're going to the Stanley Cup, that almost felt like a winning a championship of some sort.
So. I will say that year I went to, and that's a great one. I wish I was at that one. I went to a game in each round. Again, I was dating this girl, so it was like double the cost. And even she was like, well, we love going to the games. Oh, my God, it's something to keep her happy, and I love going to the games. But then you're talking about, you know, 500, whatever it is per ticket to get in, times two. We went to one against the Flyers. We went to the Mother's Day game with St. Louis for the Rangers. They came back in that series against the Penguins. I did not go to a game in the round against the Canadiens, but then did go to a Stanley Cup Final against the Kings. So I missed that out. You picked me up there, though, Hoff.
That's what we do here. We're teammates.
I'm trying to think if I've been to an Eastern Conference Finals. I went to the Game 7 against the Lightning that they lost, which was 2015. Remember, they lost that game. They got shut out, as a matter of fact. McDonough was playing on a broken foot or whatever.
Did you go to the NBA Finals at all or no?
I've never been to an NBA Finals, but I've been to... did I go to an Eastern Conference Finals? Maybe I didn't even go to an Eastern Conference Finals.
I went to the Nets Spurs.
That doesn't count.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think.
It was awesome seats. It was like right behind one of the baskets. Yeah. It was freaking
That's
awesome.
That's cool. A great experience, but I don't know if it counts for the atmosphere.
No.
It's got to be basketball. I mean, come on. It's got to take place at the Garden. All right. What's number two?
All right. This is Warren from Manhattan. As if us Mets fans needed another slap in the face, Fubo announced during Saturday's game against the Reds that they intend to drop SNY from their package to add insult to injury. They just added, yes. After 1962, I thought I'd never have to hear someone tell me to just become a Yankees fan. But here we go again. I'd complain to SNY, but the owners are mostly Wilpons. What's a Mets fan to do?
Get a different service. Yeah, what do you mean? Why do you got to complain to SNY? What's the channel? Fubo? Are they sponsors here?
Fubo.
Do we know?
I don't think they were for like a second, so I think you can say something bad about them.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to rip them just in case, but just go follow the Mets wherever you can. I don't know if you could buy the package because of their local blackouts or restrictions, but if it were me, Warren, you said this was from Huff. Warren, yeah. I understand the pain. If this were me, I'd figure out a way to get a provider that has SNY. There's no way it could be, you know, Fubo or whatever. What's it called?
Fubo.
There's no way that Fubo can be the only provider in your area. So what I would do is say, okay, well, thank you, Fubo, but I'm going to go look to a provider that gives me the ability to get SNY. That's what you should do. That's what I would do. Plus, you get baseball night in New York. You can't miss that. 6 o'clock Monday through Friday.
It's very important.
Yeah.
Okay. Here's Arthur in Fort Smith. I actually found another email. So we have a couple more.
Okay.
To go. But Arthur in Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, do you think Judge is still suffering from the oblique to some degree? That's usually not an issue that clears up in a couple of weeks. Also, saw Sal on WFAN Daily video he did yesterday from his home. He was so calm and collected and reasonable. Please have him take those same pills before the midday show going forward. Go Yankees.
Yeah, well, and what's this guy's name?
Arthur.
Arthur, I like, if you listen, and I understand that people can't listen to all 4 hours of a radio show, but it's not always yelling and screaming and, you know, super crazy stuff. There's a lot of times throughout the four-hour show that is exactly me. I'm the same person. You know, people say, oh, I liked Overnight Sal better. Oh, Podcast Sal is better. Oh, calm down. I'm the same me. Sometimes I go nuts. Sometimes I'm calmer. I mean, that's just how it is. But I definitely bring the passion and energy every single time, whether it's a podcast or whether it's a radio show or the TV show. Now, what was his question? Judge
yeah,
about the injury.
Judge, yeah.
I don't think that Judge is still dealing with the oblique injury. I think if he were dealing with that, it would be to a point where he wouldn't be able to swing comfortably. I just think he's struggling a little bit to start the year. I mean, I'm not saying it can't be the case, but I don't believe that Judge is he 100%? Probably not, right? He already talked about it with the toe. Maybe he's dealing with some sort of issue. But, I mean, look, when he did hit his bomb, he looked pretty good to me. I don't look at him and see him wincing while he's swinging the bat. And I really, like I said, I think if you were in that type of pain or dealing with an issue to that extent, he wouldn't be forcing the issue right now in April. He'd be shutting it down. So, no, to answer your question, I think Judge is relatively healthy.
All right, this is a quick one. I'm not really sure how to pronounce this, but I think it's Epoca, E-P-O-Q, some sort of backwards E.
That's the name of the person who's reaching out to us?
Yes.
Okay.
Their headline is Mary Buckmiss, followed by Fire Mendoza.
Yeah. That's it?
That's all we got. I thought you'd appreciate that one.
I do appreciate that. I don't know how I'm supposed to respond to that other than I loved Buck, as you know. Mary Buckmiss! There you go. Give them what they want. but I also think it's way too early to make any kind of determination on Carlos Mendoza.
I have a question,
yes,
though, because I have. We've all watched these past 10-plus games from Carlos Mendoza. What is the one thing that you see that he needs to improve on the most?
Probably the bullpen usage right out of the gate, because I don't care what the excuses are. There is no excuse for going into the series against Atlanta where you can't use three of your best relievers all on the same night. Like, that's got to get fixed. So he should have had a better plan before that. You can't go into Atlanta saying, I can't use my three best relievers.
And finally, Christopher. I don't know where he's from. Could be hell. But he says, Sal.
Yeah. Here we go.
Tell your partner to shut the hell up with his Mets bias.
Well.
I think the Mets showing fight against the Braves is a very positive thing. Showing guts can become contagious and will give the team confidence going forward. And that's how you start to create a positive culture, which I think Mendy and Stearns is slowly starting to build. I truly believe this team will shove BT's words up his ass when all is said and done. Thanks, Sal. Hashtag, I'm with Sal.
And wouldn't we love to see that? What was the gentleman's name?
Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher. Wouldn't we love to see that? Stick it right up BT's ass. That would be great. One thing I will say, while I don't believe in the Mets team overall just yet, they are starting to win me over with their toughness. I think that's a good sign early on. When you overcome the adversity that they have so far, when you start 0-5, that's a major problem. And you get guys like myself, I know fans going nuts, but you know me saying they're not going to be 500 the rest of the year, season basically over. Well, they've shown some resiliency, and they were able to somehow avoid getting swept at home on that opening homestand. They win that game, the second game of the doubleheader, thankfully. Then they go take 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati. Then they show some toughness coming back in a game that they're down 4-0 in a place where they never win against a team they never beat in Atlanta. And then even last night as we record this on Wednesday, today's Wednesday, right, Hoff? Yeah, even as we record this on Wednesday, last night on Tuesday, where they were down 6-0, the fact that they would lose that game 6-5, obviously you want to win, and you're not giving out, you know, participation awards here, but this Mets team is nowhere near as talented as the Braves team is, and yet they were able to beat them coming back from down 4-0 and close the gap from down 6-0 to 6-5 before, you know, eventually, you know, giving way to the Braves. I think they've shown some fight, and, you know, the Mets have a chance to be a team that can maybe scrap and claw their way to be in the mix for a postseason team. All right, that does it for us on this edition of WFAN Daily. Thank you all for participating. Don't forget to email us, WFANDaily@gmail.com, and have your questions or comments heard on our next episode, mailbag episode of the podcast. Download, rate, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. We'll see you tomorrow.